ya Zimbabwe.
Good evening, you are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, March 16th, 2022. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dwe in Washington.
We would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are looking at the continued harassment of foreigners in South Africa by a group of locals calling themselves Operation Dudula, resulting in many Zimbabweans being evicted from their homes, their market stores, and all over the place in South Africa.
The locals are forcibly shutting down businesses owned by foreign locals and asking South Africans to take over their vending stalls. Police have since calmed down the situation in some areas, but the raids continue.
We are also discussing the war in Ukraine following Russia's invasion and attacks on cities, resulting in residents, including Zimbabweans, fleeing to neighboring countries.
But first, a look at COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. The health ministry reported yesterday that one person died from COVID-19, while 456 new cases were recorded countrywide. As at March 15, 2022, Zimbabwe had 243,365 confirmed cases, including 232,787 recoveries and 5,417 deaths. To date, a total of 4,401,450 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19. And remember, this is the first dose.
Namhla kulive talk sikhangela i-Operation Dudula. Siyabona ukwenzakala khona ngale kule South Africa. Kulabantu sibili ababhodabhodayo bexotsha abantu ngokuza endaweni ezijeneyo, babaxotshe ezindlini, babaxotshe kumafekali, babaxotshe endaweni lapho abasebenza khona ezitolo emavinkilini. So ke siyabona njalo abanye bangena kumamarket befika bebadudula bathi kuzima kwele Zimbabwe kwamanje. Siyabona njalo nxa sikhangela siya phambili. Kulakhonokho ukuthi abantu abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe abanye babe ku special program leyo kuthiwa Zimbabwe is a special permit okumele ukuthi ngabalungisa amaphepha kungakafiki phela umpalakazi mhlaka 31 lo nyaka okuyikho phela okufakwa isikhathi uhulumende wakwele South Africa ukuthi labo abangalungisa amaphepha balakho ukuthi bexotshwe kulelo lizwe. So ke siyabona ukuthi abaningi bangkhona kungathi kuze bahlupha ukuthi balungise amaphepha ngoba kufunakala ukuthiwa ngama-critical skills kubama-special skills ukuze abantu behlale kulelo lizwe. Sakhangela njalo ngempi ekhona khona ngale kwele Ukraine lapho kuhlasela khona ele Russia elikhanya nje lidubula mahlayana izindlu njalo iyabhomba endaweni ezijiyeneyo. Sikhuluma khona manje-ke namhlanje umongameli Zelensky ubexoxa le-Congress kwelemelika lapho acele khona ukuthi ucenta kuvinjwe kube nalokho kuthiwa i-no-fly zone. Kodwa sikwazi ukuthi iCongress iza kuthini kodwa lolu. Sezwa-ke umnumzana umongameli Joseph Biden esithi hey kunzima ukuthi kwenziwe i-no-fly zone lay. So-ke kunenge sikwenzayo njalo likhumbule lokuthi umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 lokhu qhubekela phambili. Jonga kunenge sikwenzayo namhlanje.
Ndizozvadiwa wateereri, tiri kusangana zvakare nhasi uri musi wechitatu mwedzi uchiti kurume zuva riri musi wa16 gore ra2022 muchirongwa cheLive Talk. Chatine chitarisa tunosangana nevana veZimbabwe vangava vari kunze kwenyika nevari munyika asi zvine chekuita nekunge muri kunze kwenyika. Nhasi muchirongwa chedu tiri kutarisa nhamo iri kuramba ichisangana nevana veZimbabwe nevekune dzimwe nyika muSouth Africa. Matinonzwa kuti chirongwa cheOperation Dudula chiri kuramba chichienderera mberi kunyange hazvo mapurisa akati chiri kunze kwemutemo. Pamusoro pezvo tinonzwa kuti mapurisa ari kupindawo munzvimbo dzigere vanhu nemumabasa vachiona kuti une magwaro here anokubvumidza kunge uchishanda nekugara muSouth Africa. Zvinoita kuti vakawanda vange vakugara vakabatira ura maoko vakasunga zvitundu nekuti zvinhu ikoko hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Tichatarisawo nenyaya yehondo iri kuitika kuUkraine kwatinonzwa kuti vanhu vanodarika mamiriyoni maviri vasiya misha yavo ayamashoko akaburiswa nesangano United Nations richitaura kuti vanhu vanodarika mamirioni maviri vamanikidzwa kunge vachitizamisha nenyaya yehondo iyo yakatangwa neRussia ichipinda muUkraine. Tisakangona kuti kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe vana vechikoro vari ikoko, zvimwe chetewo nevamwe vanoshanda munzvimbo iyoyo, asi dambudziko ratiinaro nderekuti hatisatanyatsoziva uwandu hwevanhu vangadai varimo muUkraine, nekuti vana vechikoro vanotipa manhamba kana mafigiri ari pakati pe 251 ne 253, asi ukazitaurawo nevamwe vachitaura kuti aiwa vanhu varimo vanogona kudarika 500. Asi ndoko dambudziko rokusangana nevanhu vari muUkraine. Tichatarisawo zvakare nyaya ye musangano weDubai Expo uri kuitwa kuDubai uko. Mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vanga variko ikoko pazuva raicherechedzwa Zimbabwe reZimbabwe Day. Musangano uyu uri kuenderera mberi kusvika musi wa31 March, asi taatedza kuti tinge tichiwana vekutaura navo vari ikoko. Tisatanyatsowana vakatigedye wekuti tinge tichibata titaure navo, asi tiri kuedza tinge tichinzwa kuti zvakamira sei ikoko. Tisakanganwawo kuti munyika muchine dambudziko reCOVID-19, nekuti COVID-19 chirwere chiri kuramba chichisimuka, vamwe vachifunga kuti aiwa kana chisanyanya kuuraya vanhu chapera. Chichirimo, rambai muchiita zvenyu zvamunofanira kunge muchitariswa kuita, kushambidzika, kupfeka mamaski nekuramba muchisiya mikaha pano nepapo. Takanzwa bazi rezveutano richizivisa nezviro kuti kwakafa munhu mumwe chete neCOVID-19, kwoita vamwe mazana mana nemakumi mashanu nevatanhatu 456 vakawanikwa vaine denda iri nezuro wakare munyika yose. Kufa kwomunhu mumwe chete kwakasiya vanhu vafa vasvika pazviuru zvishanu nemazana mana negumi nevanomwe 5417. Vanhu vari kubayiwa nhomba vari kuramba uwandu huri pasi. Tinongonzwa kuti vakabayiwa nhomba yekutanga kusvika nezuro vanga vasvika pamamiriyoni mana nezviuru mazana mana nechimwe nemazana mana nemakumi mashanu 4,401,450 ndo vanga vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga. Uwandu huri pasi zvakanyanya, nekuti hurumende iri kutarisira kuti dai yakwanisa kubaya vanhu mamiriyoni 10 zvinhu zvireruke. Gibbs.
Yes, before we go far, I think you heard that there's a new political party in Zimbabwe, and it's led by Miss Elizabeth Valerio. Let's hear her talking about exactly what she's all about. You know, just briefly, and then we go into the diaspora issues. Hold on there, Jonga, so that we can actually show people what this lady is doing in Zimbabwe. Here she comes.
We at Ubuntu believe that politics is plural in Zimbabwe. One in which all political parties come to the table, we bring our own ideas, we make contributions to the future of our country. That's how a democratic government is built. And if also if you look at the number of votes that we had in the previous election, Zimbabweans are not turning up to vote. So for the first time, I think what we want to do is ensure that every citizen has the opportunity to make a choice. We've had the same choices for many years. As a nation, I also think we are very polarized, so most people decide not to vote. They choose not to vote. We face our hatred in Uda, not voting and voting. So we are saying, give the citizens of Zimbabwe their choice.
There you are, Jonga. She's saying that there's every reason for people to have many parties in Zimbabwe. She says the more, the merrier, and people are not voting because, you know, there's a lot is happening in Zimbabwe. People are getting tired of politics that is one-sided. So that's what she's saying exactly.
Ongu manzwa mu tungamiri webato idzva raparwa muZimbabwe nhasi vanonzi amai Elizabeth Valerio, vachitaura pamusoro pemamiriro ebato ravo, vachitaura iwe kuti aiwa bato redu rapindawo mudariro, nekuti mapato kuti nyika inzi ine demokrasi kana utongo hwejekerere panofanira kunge paine mapato akawanda. Vana veZimbabwe vachiita sarudzo yekushara mapato avanenge vachida. Bato iri idzva rinonzi United Zimbabwe Alliance ibato idzva raparurwa. Hanzi kuwanda kwawo ndokunakidzawo kwekurakidza kuti nyika ine utongo hwechekerere, asi vakawanda vanochema vachitaura kuti kuwanda kwemapato kuita wakuti batore zanu PF ringe richito simba nukuti kajinji wanuda nzirura na mavoti vanu varuma umu opposition kwete varuma mzanu PF ameno gives. That's what many people say. They say, well, the more the merrier, but the problem is the more there are opposition parties, then Zanu PF remains in power for longer, because most of these opposition parties, they share the supporters they have as opposition, not getting from Zanu PF or someone defecting from Zanu PF to join this new party. I don't know what Professor Mkonza says on that.
Yeah, Professor Rick Mkonza, a few words on that.
Thank you, Jonga. Thank you, Gibbs. I think, yeah, no, it reminds me of what the late Professor Masipula Sithole once said, his famous saying, where he said, look, if you put two Zimbabweans on moon, you will find them having formed three political parties. That saying, although it's late, may he so rest in peace, it's coming true. As Zimbabweans, we have this penchant to form political parties. Well, that's what multi-democracy gives you. But like Joga said, it tends to benefit the ruling party more than the opposition, in the sense that, you know, when new opposition parties come, they are coming in to share from the voter population of the opposition, not of the ruling party. So that really, 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 you know, perpetuates any chances of you know, Zimbabwe, you know, having any meaningful political change. So I think, well, we must welcome here. It's a democratic right, and those that are with him. But we, like I said, it doesn't really add much. And you look at the other small political parties that are there. What are they doing? They are not adding much value to, in terms of, you know, the contestation that is there. Because we know Zimbabwe politically is a binary. Is a binary kind of, you know, political, you know, situation where it's either ZANU-PF, or in this case now it's either you are ZANU-PF or you are for the CCC. I think let me end there, but there's a lot to be said about this.
Yes, thank you very much. Let's hear from Mr. Samuel Dube, just briefly, Baba Dube.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. Thanks, Baba Dube. I think into Enkul as super Singabantu is the spirit of separation. Oh, we question Bona, I would say. As now the day, in somebody, I mean, yes, when we are divided, we fall, and united, we conquer. Similarly, apply for tenderness, Pegana Lokuenza, well, South Africa, Operation Tidula, which is a spirit of separation, Kubantu, Singama Africans, over Lentele, Itake, Tabukela, Abanda Bamiyam. So here, Lentele spirit is a corner, Siswana, Nagole Zimbabwe, Sashula, Luguti, EMTC, Ibamba, and Yampa, Ula Ugamu, Umok and Sangirai. The spirit of separation, abantu banama agendas abo, which are very selfish and personal.
So what Mr. Tube is saying is that, you know, there's a lot of, you know, self-enrichment in terms of what people are doing. So he says that's very problematic. So let's just dive into...
I just wanted to ask Professor Mkonza just to explain in Shona for the benefit of other listeners. Mkonza, kumbotana ngura pamsoro, peku mkakwe bato iza, re United Zimbabwe Alliance, tinozwe eduguti, ikozi reona Zimbabwe, ikutu wando wachi umba mabata wa wanoda, kana kupinda mapata wa wanoda, shumatungeru wei nyika. Asi, vamwe vanochema vanoongora zvamatongerwo enyika kuti dambudziko guru nderekuti opposition kana kuti vanopikisa hurumende ndo vanoramba vachingotsemurirana vatsigiri vavainavo vashoma ivavo hakuna vakawanda vanenge vachizonzi vabva kuzanu PF vachienda kunopinda kumapato matsvaro kuumbwa iwayo
vakandemiri ndinotenderana nemuono iwoyo sekutaura kwandaita pandataura nechirungu nguva imwe neimwe yandinoona bato idzva chiva uumbwa zvinondirangaridza zvakataurwa namushakabvu profesa Masipula Sithole vachiri vapenyu vakati hanzi ukanotsveta vana vezimbabwe vaviri kumwedzi unowana vaita mapato matatu ndo zvatakaita semazimbabwens tinofarira chaizvo ndokunga kuda simba kunoita kuti tese tinoda kuita mapurezidendi asi zvamataura chokwadi kuti dambudziko rinouya nekuwanda kwemapato anopikisa sezvizvi nderekuti tikazvitarisa vatsigiri vemapato anopikisa vanongotsemurwa nepakati hakuna zvakanyanya zvekuti tinongati kuchaita vatsigiri vane udzamu vanobva kubato riri kutonga rezanu PF vachienda kunopinda kumapato matsvaya saka izvozvo zvinoita zvinowedzera bato riri kutonga rezanu PF kuti rirambe rakasimba zvichiita kuti mapato anopikisa abva akanganisika nekuti anenge asina uwandu hwevanhu hwavo hunenge huchiita ushoma neushoma saka izvozvo hongu ikodzero yavo amai vafoma bato ravo tinovashuvira zvakanaka asi tiri kuti izvi hazvina zvazvinonyanyobatsira mukuedza kwevana vezimbabwe kuti pave neshanduko inoonekera maybe ndichipeta panyaya iyoyo regai nditi tagara titori nemapato anopikisa akawanda madiki ende tikaatarisa mapato iwayo haana zvizhinji zvaamboita vakandemiri navadu hapana zvizhinji zvatingamboti zvanyanyoitwa nemapato anopikisa iwayo saka chavangauye ivo vakazoita chisina kuitwa nemamwe mapato aripo ina hangu handizivi kuti chingava chii asi regai tingoti tinovashuvira zvakanaka mudanho ravatora irori pamwe chete nevamwe vavo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru thank you so much professor Mkonza Gibbs
yes we've got Dr. Frank Guni a member of the ruling ZANU PF party welcome to the program Dr. Guni
thank you
now tell us a bit about what you think following the formation of another party in Zimbabwe you know it was formed today so it's an opposition party just your take on that before we go straight away into the diaspora issues
Well, it's not surprising that we are seeing a plethora of political parties. And this has been the trend of all the opposition parties splitting into several smaller parties. And to us as ZANU PF, that doesn't bother us at all because we are actually excited that they keep dividing their numbers while ours remain the same, if not more. We are busy recruiting more people to join. We are aiming at more than 5 million voters for 2023. And we are geared to defeat all political opposition political parties combined. Comrade Mugabe once said that 0 + 0 = 0. So they might apply to 20 different splinters, but they will still reach 0.
Chonga, chip in this.
Yes, tinogamuchirai nemufaro vaguni muchirongwa chedu. Nyaya yatatichitaura pamapinda ndiyo yekuti kwaumbwa rimwe bato. Ndinoyeuka muna 2018, pasarudzo dza2018, kwakanga kwakanyoresa mapato aikwana kuita 23 kuti anga achikwikwidza musarudzo dzakazoitwa asi kune maviri kana matatu anenge vakazoita kuti vatungamiri vavo vakakundikana kuzonge vachienderera mberi vakazodisqualifyiwa. Nezvavanga vatadza kumita tichitarisa tongoti kwakapinda 20 mapato vaguni 20 political parties 19 opposition parties near one ruling party. Is that what you call democracy?
Oh, it's democracy.
We have seen before that when it's time for elections, these opposition parties, they form coalitions. Maybe that will help strengthen them in the event that they also do that in the upcoming 2023 elections. Thank you so much, Dr. Guni.
Yes, still on the line, Dr. Guni. Let's go to Mr. Samuel Dube. So, Baba Dube, we are seeing a situation in South Africa where there's this Operation Dudula. You know, it's under hashtag South Africa First. What was your take on that operation?
Yes, thank you, Baba Dube. As I said earlier, that this is just a manifestation of the spirit of separation. I'm sorry, I'll dwell much on the on the spiritual part, because I'm into church. I'm a church leader. So when we see such things happening, we tend to think, like, where did we go wrong as Africans? It is really not a good thing that is happening. And the sad part is that it's targeting people of color. It's targeting black people. And to be specific, they are targeting Zimbabweans. That is what still boggles the mind, because now when you go to most of their pages, I'm a member. I'm part of their pages, because you have to infiltrate all these things so that you know that you get first-hand information. They really are against Zimbabweans, and it takes us back to why Zimbabwe specifically, and us as Zimbabweans, we need to look back in time and try to find ourselves with who are we? Why are these people so against us? And it shows us that there is something deep that they know about us that unfortunately we do not know. And until such a time that we correct that, and Zimbabwe will still remain in trouble as it is right now.
Yes,
yeah, well, I'm sure you could see more or poverty of Bansama Africa or Sugan or Sugan. Abantu Sebe Koshi or Sebe Koshi, which Bangovani, Imbali to Utawa, which Oko Bakamuga, Bravela, Singoban, Isin King, Eskangalanela, Singabantu was Africa, Zivelanga. Abantu Bakangale, which in ikakhulula phakwele South Africa ma kukhuluna ngale operation titula ikakhulukazi bakhuluma kakhulu ngabantu baseZimbabwe okusenza sizibuze ukuthi yindaba kukunje ngale ndlela ngoba ma uthi akhangela kulapho kule ndawo zabo zokuxhumana zabo Facebook na kuwo wonke indawo lapho bakhuluma khona bakhuluma kakhulu ngabantu baseZimbabwe ukuthi abantu labo basithathele umsebenzi and singabantu abamnyama singabantu bani njalo labantu masukhangela ngabantu ababhadelwe kunamantu asibabiza ama-sponsors abaphusha i-agenda yabo ukuthi okay sifuna lokhu kube nje and basetshenziswa laba bantu. Ma ubheka nje into abazikhuluma uyabona ukuthi kulekha i-knowledge imfundo abantu singabantu kuya kusafuneka ukuthi sifundisane kabanzi ngobuntu bethu ukuze ngoba asikwazi ukuthi sizobe sikuphi singama-Africa in the next 10 years. So kungenzakala ukuthi i-South Africa izitole ikule simo iZimbabwe ekuso in the next 10 years. Thina singabantu baseZimbabwe sithini ngalokhu? Are we gonna take the same stance towards the people from other countries or not?
Yes, Tonga, go ahead, sir.
Yes, maybe Dr. Mkonza, Professor Mkonza can chip in there. What's the situation like in South Africa? Because this thing is it, we see it out here, and from politicians and some in authority, it's like they blame the Dudula guys or Operation Dudula. But at the same time, we've been seeing videos of police officers visiting homes, visiting schools, visiting workplaces, and people being displayed and shoved into cars and said to be foreigners without documents. How is the situation there?
I think, Mr. Kandemir and Mr. Dube, the situation, particularly in high-density suburbs, what South Africans call townships, it's quite tense. You know, those that are staying there say to me, you know, they are sporadic, you know, uprisings, you know, and sometimes it comes from these young boys and who are unemployed, and they just come up with a group that comes visit their easiest targets, foreigners, and they say you guys must move out, must go back to your countries. So the situation is quite tense. One problem I would want to add to what my brother has said concerning what could be the cause of what we are seeing, I blame it on poverty. I think things are getting tough in South Africa, they are getting tough for everyone. Now, what then happens is for citizens, they try to find reasons why things are that bad. Now, they have found other reasons, but their easiest target is foreigners. And they feel government is not doing much to deal with foreigners. Never mind they talk of undocumented foreigners. I think the attitude is against all foreigners generally, because there is a general belief that foreigners are here to exploit opportunities, to exploit resources that are supposed to be enjoyed by citizens of South Africa. So you then have this deep-seated dislike of foreigners that has been on the rise since 2008 going up. This you could see this attitude against foreigners manifesting time and again, and now I think we are getting to the peak. That's what I'm observing, Mr. Kandemir and Mr. Dube. You have this anger even amongst, I'm in the higher education sector, and you can see even amongst the educated, their dislike of people from outside is quite, astonishing. You just say to yourself, okay, this is what is there, but it's not something that you would expect, especially amongst the educated. So what I'm saying as I end my contribution is that, look, there is poverty, and exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic, we know what it did to the economy and the ability of industries to create jobs, and foreigners have become an easy target for locals.
Hmm. Yeah.
So why are they necessarily targeting Zimbabweans? Briefly, 1 minute.
I think Zimbabweans are many in South Africa. I think that's a fact that we must admit. You go in any street right now. You go in any sector right now. You will find a number of Zimbabweans. And South Africans have been observing it. And they believe that slowly we seem to be taking over their country. That's a perception that is out there. And what we are seeing is some kind of, if you go and research on what Dudula means, it means push back or drive back. So what South Africans are doing. In other words, they are trying to drive back these foreigners who they see as having invented their space and who are enjoying what they are supposed to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. We still have got Dr. Frank Guni, quite
Yes, Dr. Guni, you heard from our two other guests, Professor Ricky Mukonza and Mr. Samuel Juve, what they said. And many Zimbabweans we talk to who are in South Africa, they blame all these problems on the ZANU-PF government.
Well, I would say, first and foremost, I want to agree with Professor Mukonza and Juve there that they are fundamental problems. But from my perspective, I do think that demonstrates lack of effective policy in South Africa. The government of South Africa is failing to provide adequate security to people within its territory. It is inherent responsibility to ensure that everyone in South Africa, regardless of how they got there, they should be provided adequate security. And we see people marching on roads and pushing people away, crossing industries, and victimizing civilians. The police should be there to protect those people. And that is how they got there. That's the first issue. Yes, it is easy to find blame and say, well, all this is because of our administration in Zimbabwe. But I don't think that's the core problem. Yes, we have had many problems in Zimbabwe for quite some time. Yes, even because our country has been under economic sanctions the past 20 plus years. But nonetheless, my ruling party is trying to rebuild the country, and it takes time to reconstitute a viable industry so that we can attract skilled power, manpower back into the country to revamp the economy and rebuild Zimbabwe. Going back to the South African situation, I think part of the problem is that Zimbabweans are hard-working people, and you find them in every sector in South Africa. And we are, of course, the next door neighbors. We are an easy target because people are angry in South Africa. And for the same reason that those who are blaming ZANU-PF, the South Africans are also blaming their own government for failing to provide a conducive environment for labor to thrive and absorb manpower available in South Africa. And I think most people who are blaming Zimbabweans in South Africa are misplaced and they are uninformed. But I also accept that it is our responsibility as the ruling party and the government of Zimbabwe to ensure that we continue creating an enabling environment to bring back our people so that they work for our country, develop our country. That way, we avoid these unnecessary miseries where our people are treated as
subhumans
in territories beyond our border.
Thank you so much.
Yes, now we bring in Mr. Mbuso Mshama. He's a businessman based in South Africa. Mr. Mshama, welcome to the program, sir.
How are you, gentlemen? How are you all there?
We are fine. And you?
No, I'm all right, Baji.
Yes, so Operation Tutula, what's your take on that operation?
Must I use English? Or
yes, English, then English. Then the English first, then the
Okay. Yes. This Operation Tutula, unfortunately, it's not something that has been penned to be a legal thing, but it's because of the anger by the South Africans who believe Zimbabweans are taking their jobs, Zimbabweans are doing menial jobs and paid very little, and Zimbabweans are also taking their spaces for business and so forth. So, yes, we can blame them, but we may not blame them as well, possibly because their government has not actually put them in the fore. Like they say, they want South Africans first and then foreigners last. So we can blame them, but sometimes they are right.
Yeah, I would just assume to what the one and Janum Kaka solo operation tickets.
Yeah, like Njawanchi, Loti, Umkanka solo, aso onto yabhalwa phansi ya officialize or ya yenza umthetho, but into esuka ebantwini base South Africa bethi bafuna uhulumende wabo ababeke phambili, then ama foreigners thina sibuye emva le bakhala ngokuthi abantu benza imsebenzi angazi ukuthi ngingathi ama-menial jobs ngingawuthi, but la ama-jobs njangenziwa ngonoma ngubani angadingi isikolo and abantu babhadalwe imali encane. Then baphinde bakhale ngokuthi ama-Zimbabweans or ama-foreigners abathathela indawo yabo yokusebenzela. Angazi ukuthi kanjani ngoba omunye umuntu ukuthi azaye buya a-decide ukuya-order ama vegetables azovula okuyindawana kokuthengisa esitradeni ukuthi uthathele njani or ubathathele njani, angazi, sekuyibo i-interpretation yabo. But njengoba futhi ngisho ukuthi singasola singasoli ngoba ya uhulumende kumele anakekele izizalwane zezwe lakhe. Uhulumende ma engasanakeleli izizalwane zizogcina zijika zenza kanje. Ikuthi eSouth Africa there is freedom of speech, kune freedom of speech, freedom of association, freedom of everything. Bakwazi ukuthi bademonstrate uhulumende akabadukuli, akabaduduli or akabashayi. Bakwazi ukuthi bazi-express and uhulumende akabavimbi. Uyangi-understand into eyisho Dube. So ba-right ngezinye indlela. Mina ngithi ba-right ngoba nakhona nathi masingabheka sesikhuluma iqiniso kahle kahle, especially thina ama-Zimbabweans yithi esikhanya sikhulunywa kakhulu and bawuvele ukuthi uyabheka, hhayi sesibaningi kakhulu. Everybody eZimbabwe now wants to come to South Africa. So ba-right bakhale ngokwenzakalayo ezweni labo.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Mhlanga, sicela ubambe khonapho ungayi khatshana. Mr. Samuel Dube,
quiet. Yes, Mr. Dube, the other issue that is also affecting many Zimbabweans is the issue of the permits, the Zimbabwe exemption permits. And I think this has exposed many Zimbabweans whenever these Dudula guys come to visit at workplaces and all that. And we heard that today there are some 38 foreigners who took the matter to the courts. Any latest updates?
Yeah, well, thank you, Mr. Chonga. Yes, the thing with these permits is that now they have made the conditions so hard when you are applying for alternative permits. They have made the conditions so hard that we have seen that it is a way of filtering the number of people who are going to qualify for alternative permits, because you have to prove, there is a clause where you have to prove that, okay, now what makes you say, what makes you think whatever you say you are doing is cannot be done by any South African. And you have to have proof of employment that gives you a salary that is actually more than, I think, 10,000 bucks. And you have to get police clearance from both countries, of which already there's some amount of fraudulent activities. People trying to obtain those police clearances here in South Africa at an exorbitant fee. And it's just, you know, every situation brings opportunities for criminality. We have seen that in many times. So regarding the people who have taken the matter to court, I haven't gotten much on that. But what I think is, all these events, everything that is currently happening, is connected. As a people, we must look at the bigger picture and think, apply what you call critical thinking. Because now we have elections coming, presidential elections coming in Zimbabwe next year. And now these special permits are expiring in December this year. they have given people this grace period that, okay, from December, they will be done. If you haven't had any other alternative, you are considered as illegal. And all the people in South Africa are aware of this. Now, with this Operation Tutula already in place, what about next year? If these people know that only a few people manage to obtain alternative permits, what will happen? What are our people saying? What is the government saying? As Comrade was saying, the RANPF Comrade was saying earlier, I think we must be careful when it comes to blaming the South Africans and the government, because there is quite a number of people who are actually living in South Africa illegally. This is just a fraction. The people who managed to obtain the special permits, they are just a fraction of Zimbabweans who are living in South Africa. There is a number. Many of Zimbabweans are living here illegally. So let us be careful as Zimbabweans and as the ruling party in blaming the authorities in South Africa, because now actually they are actually showing ubuntu and decency. And these police that we see trying to arrest people, it's just, they're just doing what you call it damage control, because now they've seen that the people are angry. So as a government, what do? You send the police and say, okay, go and do this and make sure that it's seen by the media so that our people can maybe calm down and say, the police is watching, the government is hearing our cries. But believe you me, the damage is really big. As a government, even PF, I think they really need to step up if they want people to believe what they will turn things around, because it's really bad.
Yeah,
zondisi abantu izizalwane zakwele South Africa, ngoba sozogcina bebona ukuthi no, kusho ukuthi lo hulumeni akasithandi thina, akahambisani nathi, umelana labantu bangaphandle. Ingakho uhulumeni wakwele Mzansi akusoze kube lula ukuthi asiguqule lesi sinqumo asithethe, ngoba bakhangele ukuthi abantu izikhalo zabo zivalithi, banenjongo, ngoba abantu abalamsebenzi. Izinto ziyakhuphuka, upetroli uyakhuphuka, kuningi nje, abantu abaningi abanawo umsebenzi. So ukuthi sebengakukwenza ukuthi abahambise idaba ekhodi, kodwa ngokubona kwami ukuthi thina singabantu baseZimbabwe or singabantu base-Africa, okumele sikukhangele ukuthi asizamenini ukuthi silungise ekhaya, emakhaya lapho esibuya khona, sikhangele ukuthi uhlupho lukuphi, uhulumeni athinte izinto, ngoba akekho umuntu okujabulelayo ukuthi aphile kwelinye ilizwe, asuke ekhaya ayophila kanzima kwelinye ilizwe ibizwa ngamagama ezama ukuthi azibhithe. If eZimbabwe bekukahle, ngabe abantu bakwele Zimbabwe bazisebenzela, kodwa uma singakhangela inani lamankampani avalwa liningi kakhulu, abantu bazama nje ukuphila. Ngakho uhulumeni weSouth Africa akusoze kube lula ukuthi asigungqule lesi sinqumo asithethe.
Yes, I was on Kuruge. We still have Professor Mkonza.
Yes. Yes, Professor Mkonza. Tanzwa kuti kune zvisaro zvekunze kwenyika yeSouth Africa zvinokwana kuita makumi matatu nezvisere zvaenda kumatare edzimhosva, zvichida kuti matare abatsire nenyaya yekumisa chirongwa ichiri kunzi Operation Dudula. Vachiti ivo zviri kuvakanganisa, zviri kukanganisa vaivo vabva kure kana kuti vekunze vari muSouth Africa imomo, zvavari kutyira kuti zvinogona kuzosvitsa pakuti vanhu vange vachirasirwa neupenyu nezvimwe zvakadaro. Munoti nedanho iro ratorwa nevekunzei?
Maita enyu, danho ratorwa nevekunze hongu idanho rinotarisirwa kuti vanhu vanenge vapinda mamiriro akaita vanhu vekunze vangatore. Ndo danho randofungidzira kuti rinotarisirika kuvanhu vanenge vachibva kunze, asi handifungi kuti rinobudirira nekuda kwekuti maoperation akaita sana Operation Dudula, maoperation ari kungomuka hakuna anogona kuva necontrol over them nyangwe iyo state ikada kuta ikatayo zvaitwa zvipamutemo but as long as nhamo ichiripo nekuti hatinhamo ndo iri kukonzeresa kuti vanhu vamukire vanhu vekunze vachiti aiwa muri kutitorera mabasa muri kuti muri kudya patachifanira kudya as long as nhamo iripo hazvigoni kuti zvinhu izvimisike maybe mubvunzo ungakubvunzwa ndewekuti zvino vanhu vodii panonetsa vakandemberi navadhuve vanhu vanofanira kutongochenjerera nekuti takaona 2008 kuti pakafiwa kana izvozvi paitwa mhirizhonga paroratidza kuti hapana kumira zvakanaka saka hongu vatorawo danho rekuenda kumakare asi handifungi kuti danho rinogona kumisa zvandiri kuona zvichiitika kunyanyanyanya kumatownship kana kuti kunzvimbo dzinogara veruzhinji ndoko kunyanya kunetsa zvinhu ikoko.
So what should be done, you know? Can people just sit around and say, okay, just wait for fate?
No, sitting down and waiting for fate may not be a wise option.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the options that foreigners in South Africa have, particularly those that are at the lower level of the social ladder, their options are limited. I think that's the honest truth, because one option that I would advise would have been to move into low density suburbs, but then that comes with high rents, and also they may not afford it. So the options, Mr. Dewey, are quite limited for foreigners who are at the lower levels of the social ladder.
Yes, I think we've lost Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga and Dr. Guni, so I've informed them to rejoin.
Okay.
So maybe they're going to rejoin shortly.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Babagi, Samuel Dube, Babu Dube, how do you open the government with the water problem? Let's do another season.
Thank you, Nyabonga Kulu. I think that is a very good question. And let us not beat by the bushes. We have a problem, we have a crisis. And we need solutions. During the struggle for liberation, our forefathers made sacrifices. Some of them, most of them, many of them perished. They understood which blood had to be spilled for the next generation to survive. Unfortunately, it didn't go according to plan. There was a lot of betrayal and separation. But I think our generation were a bit weak. We are a bit weak. We are scared of making sacrifices. Our people have suffered too much. They've suffered for a very long time that now all they think of is survival. They think of hustling and putting food on the table. We do not have that national interest. We have given up, especially in Zimbabwe. People have said, no, we just cannot change this. But I believe there is still hope. It might be hope. The solution might not come through the ballot box, but there is hope. What we must do is we must find ourselves. Who are we as Zimbabweans? Who are we as Africans? Where did we go wrong? Because we can go on and tell people to go and live in safer suburbs, but until when? Is this the kind of life that we want our children to live? To survive being waiters and waitresses and petrol attendants and cleaners? Definitely not. So we cannot keep beating by the bushes and telling people, run to safer places. Until when? We need to fix Zimbabwe. Now, how do we fix Zimbabwe? That is what we need to really tell much about it. I saw a previous video on who else Rachisa Spanda's page, a fellow African diasporan. A young woman was talking about us as Africans, which is, what do we need to do for things to be all right? I think it is about time that we really look into that. Where it would go wrong, especially after the struggle for independence, after the liberation war. A lot of blood was spilled. There was a genocide and stuff like that. People are still bleeding and still have wounds. People are still crying. But how do we fix that? There is a way, and unfortunately, our leaders that are in power, which is ZANU-PF, they've been ignoring our cause as the church community and as the cultural and traditional leaders. They have been ignoring because now they have shown us which they have that spirit of ego, that they are only selfish and looking up to themselves, and they have forgotten why our forefathers went to war. There's been a huge betrayal on the side of ZANU-PF, and what is coming in Zimbabwe might be even bad. Look at what happened at Angelele. That is a huge sign. That is a huge sign. People must be talking about such things. Those are signs. There might be blood spill that is coming to Zimbabwe, because now a lot of people are now saying they are going to vote for Chamisa, but ZANU-PF has made it clear that they will not allow that to happen. And they have a point, of which now the point that they had after the struggle for liberation was a good one, but down the line, they made mistakes. That is what we need to fix. So abantu ngithi mina asizameni ukuzazi ukuzibona ukuthi amaphutha sawayenza ngapi. Sikhangele ukuthi bangaki abantu abadlulayo emhlabeni igazi elachithekayo kwele Zimbabwe ngempi yenkululeko. Okhokho bethu bakhetha ukwenza lokho esikubiza ngesiNgisi sacrifice, ukuzinikela, ukuthi sizinikela lapha sithi thina abantwana bethu nezizukulwane zethu ziphile kahle, ngoba thina sibonile ukuthi sokube nephutha, asizameni ukuthi sikulungise noma singafa, kodwa abantwana bethu abaphile kahle. Okwasuka kwangasayenzakali, okuyikho ukuthi esikwaziyo ukuthi nalabo abangamakholwa bayakwazi ukuthi izimpi zazikhona. Thina singabantwana bama-Israyeli, izimpi zazikhona, and kwakuthi impi maseyidlule kube nezinto ezenzekwayo ngokwesintu sethu, ukuthi igazi lichithekile elizweni, kwenziwa njani, akuhlanjululwe, kukhinswe igazi lela. Ngoba ilizwe laseZimbabwe is a sacred land, esikubiza ngesiNgisi, it's a sacred land. Injelele lena singayithathi kancane. Ilizwe elilimimoya emikhulu, and obukhosi baseZimbabwe babukhethwa ngumoya kaNkulunkulu, okuyukuthi abadala babesazi ukuthi kwenziwa kanje kanje. Kodwa unfortunately abantu sebalahla ubuntu, sazama ngifuna ukuthi khonapho abantu bakuzwisise kahle, ngoba abantu uma sikhuluma ngale nto bathi ukuthi thina we are against i-modernization, sifuna ukubisela abantu emuva, kodwa ubuntu abutshintshi. I-technology sayi-embrace vele ngakunje sikhuluma ngamafoni, i-technology lokho, that's another thing. But ubuntu bethu kumele sibazi ukuthi thina sasixhumana njani noNkulunkulu, sayenza phutha bani okwenza size sijeziswe kanje.
Jonga, go ahead. We still have Professor Mkonza, but maybe you want to pose a question.
Yes, so, I wanted to ask Ubaba Dube. Yes, you know, we have been seeing foreigners being taken in by the police. Are these foreigners being arrested, detained, or deported? Do you know anything that is happening after they are taken from their workplaces and homes?
I will tell you a very funny story. Just recently, I think it was on Sunday when I was at church, we were just talking about this. Baba, they checked them. Well, it happens that they checked. That's why I said earlier, which some of these things they are just doing damage control. You know, they check them, they do deport them, but within a day or two or within a week, the same people are back on the streets. Because now that's what they know. They have learned they have to survive. All their means of survival are here in South Africa. The same people, they get deported in Beitbridge, they come back to South Africa. Or the very same people who actually transport those people during deportation are the very same people who return with them, but only if you have money. Money talks. They do that, they do deport them, they do arrest them, but that is just damage control. That is the South African government doing damage control. But the very same people, if you have money, it just comes back.
Let's go to Professor Mkonza.
Yes, Professor Mkonza, we were talking of foreigners who are being arrested or taken in by police for vetting or verification of documents, I don't know. But do you know anything that has been happening to these foreigners, because we just see them on pictures from social media being escorted into police trucks, even as school kids. We saw kids from, I think, grade 0 to grade 1 being also escorted into these police trucks. What will happen to these people?
What normally happens to these people is that, they get detained. They are taken to... I'm not too sure if Lindela is still functional, but they are taken to detention camps like Lindela, where they... I'm assuming that a person who they've been arrested in a place like Johannesburg, they are taken there, kept for some time, and then deported to their countries. But I want to concur with my fellow panelist, Mr. Dewey. I think it's this thing has been there before, Mr. Jonger and Mr. Gibbs. When I came to South Africa around 2006. The rate of deportation of foreign nationals was very high. But the government of South Africa realized that it was unsustainable. Hence, it moved away from that and it became, changed their policies to, giving people permits and so forth. It's because it's quite costly. I wonder why the South African government has gone back to that previous position, because it's quite costly, because the people that you deport today, in the case of Zimbabwe, the people that you deport today will be back the following day, and you need to use resources again to deport them. So I'm not too sure how sustainable it is, but I don't see it working, because look, human beings are not like animals that you can cage or that you can put in a paddock and say, don't go there or go there. They'll always come back. And they'll come back through the border without documents, because that's what they've been doing in any case. So maybe to answer, the people are deported. But I think it's a very costly exercise. And I hope the South African government is up for the resources that are needed in this exercise that they are engaged.
Thank you very much. Babumtshana, ngiyabona singenzi. Babumtshana, ngibona ukuthi abantu bona ababotshwayo bahanjiswa ngaphi? Bazolindela kumbe ukwenziwani? Amafutshane singenzi sesiyafetukela.
Yabona Dube, into yokuqala nesi, I think we must stop talking mostly about the South African government. And what is our Zimbabwean government doing? They are quiet, as if they don't see anything, they don't hear anything. They are quiet because for them, for the Zimbabweans to be out in numbers like this, it means a lot for them at the bank. Because they will benefit from those old demagogues, boards and so forth. Why are they quiet? That's why even the South African government now is quiet and is playing a low profile in this Dula thing. Although now we won't grow, but on the other hand, they discuss maybe behind closed doors that what is the Zimbabwean government saying? Nothing. So is Zimbabwean government, if you tell them to our South Africa, what is the purpose of that government? Right now, people are being arrested as well as by SWAT. But people are being arrested. Some people are being killed in the streets of South Africa because they are foreigners. They are Zimbabweans. And why is our government quiet?
Thank you, Mr.
They are not even saying, Bantwana, come back home. They are not even saying that we are going to do ABC for you. They are quiet. To them, it's normal.
On that note, we are going to end our show today. I think our time is up. If there was extra time, Jonga,
mm-hmm.
we're going to put some extra time, but there's no extra time in this program. Yes. So I wish to thank our guests this evening. We have Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga,
Mr. Samuel Dube, Dr. Frank Kuni, Professor Richie Mkonza, and others. So signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And also Jonga Kandemire in Maryland. Toti Mara Zakanaka Vatere. Tosangana Mneshimwe Shurongwa, the Studio 7.